Just west of Toledo is the Oak Openings Metro Park, a 4,000-acre site that preserves an amazing ecosystem.
The Oak Openings, to the untrained eye, looks an awful lot like a regular oak forest. The beauty of the Oak Openings is up close. It's not the first glance that gets you. It's the second and the third and the fourth that draws you in.
Nature photographer Art Weber says the Oak Openings region is a blending of habitats that developed on sand deposited during the last ice age.
What we have is a layer of sand overlaying clay. And where it's thick, it's very, very dry. And wherever the sand is thin, it becomes very wet. This occurs all over the Oak Openings, and as a result, you have all these habitats very close together, many of them supporting special animals, special plants, and as a result, we have many, many rare species here.
It is the epicenter of biodiversity in the state of Ohio, without a doubt.
Bob Jaxey is a naturalist with Metro Parks of the Toledo area.
There's more endangered species of plants here than anywhere in the state of Ohio. A greater variety of nesting songbirds and greater variety of butterflies than anywhere in the state of Ohio, including the federally endangered Connor blue butterfly.
On the one hand, you have many rare species, which makes it special, but you also have lots of species that occur in different habitats that are very close together, so that's unusual too. It's kind of forest, but it's not. And the openings are kind of prairie, but they're not. So what you have is this mixing and mingling of the eastern hardwood forest with the prairies of the west.
The Oak Openings region is actually a mosaic collection of distinctly different habitats coexisting within a small area, and most easily seen at the Girdham Road sand dunes.
This is Ohio's biggest living sand dune, and by living, I mean it's dynamic. The wind is still sculpting it, and it's pushing the sand at about 3 feet a year towards the east, towards Toledo.
The sand dunes here are very, very dry, tough, sunny conditions, very harsh conditions. You go down a slope, down the other side of the dunes, into a very cool, wet area. You can find salamanders, amphibians that rely on a lot of water.
We have oak openings like we're looking at right now. We have pin oak flatwoods, which is a more wet habitat, where the dominant tree is pin oak rather than the white and black oak that we're seeing here. And we've got grasslands. We look about half a mile away, we can see the prairie grasses, just acres and acres of prairie grasses.
There are other openings here that are wet sand prairies, and those are even more rare globally. Nature Conservancy keeps track of things like this, and they look at habitats all over the world. And they've called it one of the world's last great places, which puts it on a par with the Everglades and the Pacific temperate rainforest and some of the rarest habitats on Earth, because it is one of the rarest habitats on Earth.
It has every bit the grandeur of the Everglades or Yellowstone. The difference is it's smaller, but it's every bit as interesting. You could spend many lifetimes exploring this place and never get tired of it.
The Kittitad, Irwin Prairie, and Lou Campbell State Nature Preserves are also located nearby to protect more of this amazing ecosystem. From the Oak Openings region outside Toledo, I'm Greg Tye.